City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Peter Maverick.
I'm Amy Matheny. This Queer Cast is brought to you in part by
Bud Light. Always worth it. American Airlines. Offering the GLBT community exciting vacation packages online at aa.com/rainbow.
And Broadway in Chicago and the Light in the Piazza. For the hottest tickets in town, visit broadwayinchicago.com.
You're listening to the Windy City Queer Cast, show number 115. I'm Amy Matheny, flying solo this show because the lovely Peter Maverick, my cohort in crime, happens to be in New York City, the Big Apple. Been celebrating a little pride festivities there in New York. And so I have been back here in Chicago trying to hold up fort. Wow, let me tell you, it has felt like an enormous Pride Month, folks. And I'm so proud that we are coming up on our first year of queer casting. It's true. It's true. I can't even believe it. But this Pride Month has been so amazing, just really so busy, so inspiring. It starts all for me about a week ago, when my lovely friend Mitchell Fain and I went out to see Stevie Nicks in concert. Oh, the witch. I love her so much. I love Stevie Nicks. And I love Fleetwood Mac as well. And Stevie Nicks on her own. Oh, my gosh. Just really fantastic. What a songwriter. What a singer. And such a performance. First of all, the sound quality at the Charter One Pavilion is unparalleled. It's just amazing. We had such a great time. It was a perfect night. You're outdoors. You're looking at the skyline of the Chicago downtown landscape, the architecture, just beautiful. You have Lake Michigan on one side of you. And all in all, the sound quality was amazing. Her performance was amazing. She looked amazing. Her voice sounded fantastic. I don't know what, Stevie, what you're doing, but your secrets, you should share. You totally should, because you are amazing. And off of that, Mitchell is being my concert bitch. We went to another concert. We went to the True Colors, big Cyndi Lauper and Friends concert here in Chicago. Peter was going in New York City. And I have to say, I miss my Peter. I miss my Peter Maverick. He is covering all things gay in the Big Apple in New York City. And so I played my little Vacation by the Go-Go's for him, because he's been off on vacation. And but he's been hard at work as well. And I love the Go-Go's, Vacation. It makes me so happy. It's just everything that the summer is about for me. One of my favorite songs from one of my favorite girl bands. But anyhow, went to go see True Colors. Headlining, of course, Cyndi Lauper, who was amazing with her lavender, purple, shocking hair. And really, speaking of another woman who's been at this for 3 or 4 decades, and her voice still sounds it's just unmatched. Her voice is stronger and richer, has as much range, if not more. Such a great show that she put on, a lot of fun. And Erasure was there, who is a big crowd favorite. as well as Rosie O'Donnell made a guest appearance. You know, Margaret Cho is the host, but Rosie made a guest appearance. I guess when she got kicked off The View, they decided to call Rosie and say, "Hey, Rosie." Well, she got kicked off The View. She quit. But they said, "Hey, Rosie, why don't you go on tour with us?" And she said, "Sure, what have I got to do?" So hopped on the tour bus and landed here in Chicago, which was a surprise. And the Dresden Dolls were super, super, super cool. If you don't know this band, Google them, check them out. Really kind of savage and fierce and European and strong. And I just love them. And the Clicks, you heard Lucas here on our show. The Clicks really heated things up in a great way to kick off the evening. And Deborah Harry, Debbie, I don't know. Debbie didn't do any of the classics that I wanted her to do. She did French Kissing in the USA, but I would have loved for her to have done Titus High and Rapture, and even Maria would have been great, but she was trying out a bunch of new material. But anyhow, early in the program tonight, you're going to hear me and Mitchell on the train, which is called the L in Chicago. That's how we get around with our public transportation in the city of Chicago, is a train above ground and underground called the L. And Mitchell and I rode the L home, and the train was full of queers. So we were able to talk to people who had just poured out of the auditorium theater from the concert. So let's give you a little sample of this, and then I'll be back to tell you more about my very pride-filled week.
So I'm on the L right after the True Colors concert, and I'm sitting here with all the fabulous queers who went to go see True Colors. And tell me who you are.
I'm David Byrne.
Hey, David. Do you want to say your first and last name? You can say your first name. I don't care.
Matt Eck.
Ah, Matt. And?
Ron Puskeritz.
Ron and?
Mark Byrne.
Mark Byrne. Well, I've got twin Byrnes, and they're both queer. I really love it. We're on the gayest train in the world in Chicago on Windy City Queercast. Bye, boys. So what did you guys think of the concert?
It was the... What are you doing?
I'm recording you for posterity.
Great, the sound quality was awful.
Was it too loud?
It was very loud.
I agree.
I don't know where y'all were sitting, but it was really bad.
Well, we just saw Stevie Nicks on Friday at the Charter One, and that's the best place to hear anything, anytime. Amazing.
Wow.
I don't want to listen to concerts indoors anymore.
Yeah.
But the balloons would probably have gone just haywire if it was like on the lake, don't you think?
Probably.
So what was your favorite act?
Erasure.
Erasure was your favorite. Favorite for you all? Cindy Lauper. What was yours?
Erasure. It was the only one I could hear the vocals for.
Well, nobody loved the Dresden Dolls. Come on, they just looked
Dresden
like...
Dresden Dolls were good.
They looked like out of the Nutcracker. Like they were like dressed with the makeup and the... They were like dolls. Well, they are Dresden Dolls.
I wasn't familiar with them.
I really liked them. I really liked them. Now, where do you all live? In Boys Town?
Alabama.
What part of Alabama?
Mobile.
Mobile, Alabama. Right near Fairhope, which I have been to.
Exactly.
I am from Tennessee and went to school in Memphis. So when Miss Cho started slamming on Bama, I was saying...
Oh, when I missed that. We got there late, so I didn't...
She slammed on Bama. Did you fly all the way up here for this concert?
No, it was just a...
Look how cute he is. No, very Southern.
Yeah, he was visiting me in Wisconsin and wanted to do something in Chicago. I said, we can do that, and we just happened to pick Tuesday to do it, the last
day. Well, look at that.
Here. So it's like,
this is Chicago and Stay.
We are at Chicago and Stay. This is close to where queers go shopping. Potentially on the Magnificent Mile. It's sad. As we go along, there become more straight people on this train.
Is that Oprah? Yeah. I think Oprah just got on the train.
Oprah, yeah, Oprah just got on the train.
She didn't get on
this
the
is
train.
Mitchell. Mitchell's with me again.
Hi.
A concert experience.
I know. I'm Amy's like, I'm like your concert hack.
You're my concert bitch.
I am.
You are my concert bitch.
I always say yes.
My little concert gay.
I am their concert gay.
I like it.
That's like a concertina.
No, I just want to know. I want to see a show of hands. Everyone got misty during True Colors. Yes, no, yes. Everyone got misty.
Would have killed them to do one ballad during the night just to save our ears. One goddamn ballad. Nobody does a ballad.
Nobody does a damn ballad anymore. Katie Lang. If Katie Lang was there.
Shebop was the closest thing to a ballad.
But that was just too slow for masturbation for me. I just kept waiting for the masturbation to get fast enough to actually bop.
I have to take my time, Amy.
Do you?
Amala.
Amala? I don't know. I bop a little faster than that. I'm impatient. I need to go to sleep. I'm tired. It's like it unwinds me. I can't be doing it for an 8-minute song.
I'm masturbating right now.
Are you masturbating right now?
It's not time in the morning. I gotta go to work and I'm tired in the air.
There you go. You know exactly. It gets you your rev up, and it just puts me to sleep. It's the best. It's the best, but I don't know if I'll ever look at an acoustic guitar.
My friend Louisa can do it by squeezing her thighs together as she's driving home from work.
I'm doing it right now on this train. It's the wonderful thing about being a woman.
What do they call those Kegel exercises? The Jews call it the Kugel exercises.
The Kugel exercises. Now, I'd like you to know that Mitchell trumped Margaret. Was it Margaret or no, Rosie?
Right.
On her joke.
Yeah, she made a joke, but the punchline was obvious. I knew it.
Yeah, she made the joke about the algebra, her son doing algebra, and... What was it? A train.
How many Jews are on a train? Jews don't take trains.
Jews don't take trains.
We don't. Well, not those kind of trains.
I loved it. I loved that you knew the punchline before. And it wasn't even really the punchline. She didn't have a punchline. Where are we now? Now we're at Clark and Division. This is where no gays go.
No, because it's too close to, like, Rush Street. Right? It's just like close to, like, Mothers and, like... Fucking nightmare.
It's scary. Oh, if you've seen About Last Night, folks, if you're in Australia, you should rent that, because we definitely have listeners in Australia and Germany. Rent About Last Night, and where all the breeders get drunk and go home and have one-night stands. That's at Clark and Division right here where we're getting off.
I actually did on Halloween. I went to, like, Mother's 2.
Ooh.
It was like a Mother's 2. And don't ask me how I ended up there. I was with a Swedish circus performer. And she wanted to go out and meet boys, so I took her to Rush.
Maybe they should open, like, a Mother's 2 on Halstead Street.
That's funny.
Mother's 2 or Daddy's.
Daddy's.
Or Daddy's.
I think we have some.
I think we have a few. We have a lot on this train. I really would just love, like, a rendition of True Colors on the Red Line here in Chicago.
You're the singer.
I'm the singer. I'm not going to do that. But, hey, we had a great time at the concert. We'll tell you more about it. So stay tuned and keep listening.
Great Toronto Summer Adventures! Today's episode, We Will Rock You! Legend has it that audiences at Queen's smash hit musical can't help but leap to their feet when the music starts. This is nonsense, of course, but it serves as a metaphor for... Oh my... Woohoo! Oh, I meant to do that. Hotel rates from $92 a night, some conditions apply. Details at torontosummeradventures.com.
The overture begins. The music swells. You're swept away to the Piazza Michelangelo to discover the light in the piazza. Broadway's most romantic new musical in years and the winner of 6 2005 Tony Awards. As if by fate, a sudden gust of wind blows the hat from a beautiful young woman into the grasp of a handsome young Italian, and it begins. The passion, the romance, Broadway's ultimate love story, The Light in the Piazza. Critics have hailed it a must-see, a consummate work of beauty, with the most romantic score of any Broadway musical since West Side Story. It won the critics. It won the Tonys. Now let it win your heart. The Light in the Piazza.
This romantic new musical is coming to the Auditorium Theater July 10th through July 22nd. For tickets, call 312-902-1400 or visit BroadwayInChicago.com.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Camouflage Suitmaker.
Mr. Camouflage Suitmaker.
Your amazing skills of deception can trick a deer into thinking we're just a tree out for a walk. Or a shrub having a cup of coffee.
Shrub having coffee.
Tirelessly you perfect your artistry. The squiggly black line, the blob, the slightly larger blob. All in spectacular shades of green.
Green, green, green.
Thanks to you, we look fabulous in or out of the forest. With a suit that can be easily accessorized with face paint and a few twigs.
Dressed to kill.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Mr. Camouflage Suitmaker. Because when it comes to blending in, you really stand out.
Mr. Camouflage Suitmaker.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Culture Club.
Culture Club.
Culture Club.
Theater.
Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting.
Weird.
Innovative.
Campy.
Edgy.
Original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
For the week of June 18th, 2007, you are in Chicago's Culture Club.
Openly gay actor, author, comic, and playwright Scott Capurro comes to the Lakeshore Theater, 3175 North Broadway, during Pride Month for two nights only, June 29th and 30th at 8 p.m. Don't miss his hilarious and provocative show on gay culture and life. Tickets are only $15. For tickets to Scott Capurro, call 866-468-3401 or visit lakeshoretheater.com.
Now on stage at Victory Gardens Biograph is acclaimed lesbian playwright Claudia Allen's I Sailed with Magellan, adapted from Chicago author Stuart Dybbuk's provocative novel. Breathe deep, look and listen as Allen transforms from the page to the stage, Dybbuk's memories of Chicago's backstreet circa 1950. Passionate, poetic, profane, and powerful. For tickets to I Sailed with Magellan, call 773-871-3000 or go to victorygardens.org.
The grandeur of Shakespeare and the signature intimacy of Writers' Theater combine to create the potential for theatrical nirvana. Othello, the masterpiece of a general led into a frenzy of jealousy and insecurity by his most trusted soldier. Come closer to Shakespeare than you ever thought possible and fully realize the breathtaking characters of the world's greatest playwright. For more about Othello, log on to writerstheater.org or call 847-242-6000.
Northwestern University presents three new musical theater events at its Summer Music Theater Festival beginning June 21st with the Chicago Sound Connection, written, directed, and choreographed by David H. Bell. The festival's featured musical will be In the Bubble, opening July 27th, directed by Michael Greif, director of Rent on Broadway. Tickets start at $25. Call 847-491-7282 or visit tic.northwestern.edu.
Looking Glass Alice is playing now at its home at Looking Glass Theater Company in the Water Tower Waterworks after an East Coast tour. Adapted by David Catlin from Lewis Carroll's Alice's Adventures in Wonderland and Through the Looking Glass, Looking Glass Alice is an acrobatic and dizzyingly playful show for all ages. Variety called it extraordinary. For tickets, call 312-337-0665 or visit lookingglasstheater.org.
And for more Culture Club, visit WindyCityTimes.com. Well, you know what? This week continued to be full of so much other events and happenings around the city of Chicago. And I'm going to tell you about a few more of them, but also in this show, continue to play some music for you. That was a little of the music of the Scissor Sisters, which I love. They are my band. I am proud that I discovered in the past year. I didn't discover them, but I discovered them for myself. I love the Scissor Sisters. I love to work out to the Scissor Sisters, and I love their dancey disco selves. So that was a little bit of their music. And we're going to have some news because this month there couldn't be more gay news happening because it seems like politically everything starts aligning around June. It's a big time to really mobilize and people make new announcements. Plus, we continue to have crime. Plus, we continue to have great celebrity sightings and happenings. So news and all of that is quite full. The big news for us this week at the Windy City family was that we had our big Windy City Gay Idol finals, and we had four amazing judges there with us. David Serta of Hell in a Handbag Productions, Steven Rader, who you've heard on the radio show or on the Queercast, he's a cabaret artist and executive director of Season of Concern, Heather Schmucker, who's the producing director of About Face Theater, which is the nation's largest GLBT theater company, and Jerry Nunn, Jerry Potter, as you know him, of Potter's Picks. We had such a huge night at this nightclub circuit in Chicago where we had over 500 people show up. Bud Light was our premier sponsor, and it was amazing. We gave away a trip to Toronto. We had amazing singers, and we crowned a winner. The new 2007 Windy City Gay Idol is a man named Dan Carey. And Dan is somebody that we spotted at Mary's Attic, a little cabaret spot over a hamburger joint here in Chicago. Back a few months ago, it was the first time I ever heard Dan sing, and he sang I Want to Come Over, Melissa Etheridge. And I thought, well, here is a guy, gay man, singing a lesbian song and rocking it out. Kind of has a voice. Well, to tell you what songs he did a Meatloaf song, he did a Journey song, he did Melissa Etheridge again. He has that high tenor rocker sound,
and is like a bulldog, tough, muscular, military haircut. I'd say Dan wears some leather in his spare time. Just speculation, but really, really butch, cute, warm-hearted guy. And so congratulations to him. Our other two finalists who made it to the top three were Lee and Kevin, both who really just put their heart and soul into everything they sang, as did all of our contestants. So, you know, it was a really, really great night by all. And we wish you all had been there. And maybe you'll come to Chicago and get to be with us next year. But Gay Idol, huge, huge hit. And then this evening, I went to an annual event that we do here where we honor 30 under 30, 30 impressive GLBT people in the Chicagoland area who've really contributed not only in this community, but also around the world. And it was such an amazing event. It was the first event that I have been to that was at the Center on Halsted, the new center here in the heart of Lakeview, where really I could just see how this center is going to function for many organizations and for us to really have a melting pot, a well, if you will, from which we can all dip, and the beautiful new theater space. But it was truly inspiring. I mean, I don't know what I was doing at 17, 18, 19, even 22, 24, but it wasn't what these young people are doing today. And I also was really impressed not only by how many people of color were honored tonight, which I just think is really amazing, but also individuals in the trans community. I think that that inspires me more than anything. People who've not only dealt with their sexuality, but also their gender in really profound and authentic ways. So it was really, really a wonderful experience. If you have an opportunity and you're listening to this Queercast, you can check out our paper, and we have profiles on all of these individuals at windycitytimes.com. And you can see who are the 30 people that we honored. We actually honored 33. We had three honorable mentions, and that was basically just because we had so many people we didn't know who not to honor this year. We really tried to whittle it down, and it's such an amazing class, this class of 2007. So I'm going to give you a little news and tell you what's going on in, you know, in the world and in the Chicago area. So, gosh, I'm missing my Peter. He'll be back with me next week, but we'll be back after this. And this is your Windy City Queercast News. In Florida, Fort Lauderdale attorney John Michael Moody II was arrested after allegedly groping a male steward and carrying another passenger's child through the cabin during a flight. Moody, who allegedly asked, "Where is the gay section?" when he boarded his flight with three friends, reportedly grabbed and cursed at the flight attendant, Corey Cash. If convicted, Moody could be sentenced to 20 years in prison and have to pay a fine of $250,000.
In California, San Jose City Council has voted 10-2 to support San Francisco in its attempt to overturn the state's initiative that restricts marriage to heterosexual couples. San Jose will file a friend of the court brief supporting San Francisco's request that Proposition 22, ratified in 2000 by 61% of voters, be declared unconstitutional.
The Arkansas Family Council, a Christian conservative group that initiated the drive for that state's constitutional amendment banning gay marriage, is now angling for a ballot initiative to prohibit gays and lesbians from being foster or adoptive parents. The organization plans to submit the initiative to the Attorney General's office this summer.
Navy Reserve Commander Zoe Dunning has called it a career after more than two decades of service. 14 years after coming out and almost 13 years after prevailing in a wrongful discharge case against the U.S. Navy, Dunning retired June 2nd. A formal retirement ceremony, complete with a red carpet, was held on the flight deck on the USS Hornet Museum in Alameda, California.
Two 14-year-old girls were allegedly kicked off a Portland, Oregon transit bus after kissing. After another passenger reportedly called the girls sickos, the bus driver allegedly told the teens to knock it off. Then as the girls hugged each other, the driver ordered them off the bus. The girls' parents are considering legal action.
Three of the world's top reggae dancehall singers, Capleton, Beanie Man, and SZA, have reportedly renounced homophobia and condemned violence against lesbians and gay men. The singers, who have sung songs with anti-gay lyrics, have signed the Reggae Compassionate Act. The agreement follows the three-year-long Stop Murder Music campaign, during which the singers lost sponsorship deals and concert-related income.
Actor Matthew McConaughey has been named People Magazine's Bachelor of the Year. When asked about his exercise routine, the muscular McConaughey said, "I don't have a workout regimen I follow. I just live my life. My goal is to break a sweat each day." Other top bachelors included such celebrities as Ludacris, Justin Timberlake, Zach Braff, and Ryan Reynolds.
Some members of the gay community are furious that John Travolta is the lead in the upcoming movie Hairspray, arguing that the actor's Scientology-related beliefs clash with his cross-dressing role as Edna Turnblad. Kevin Naff of gay website Blade said that, quote, "Divine, the original star of Hairspray, is spinning in his grave."
I'm sure he is. And that's your Windy City Queercast news. And I want to say thank you for listening to this Windy City Queercast edition. Pride Week here in Chicago in the good U.S. of A. for those of you listening around the world. I'm very proud to be a part of this community and proud of the people that I get to work with. Peter Maverick, what a great co-host and person to be on with every show. I love him and glad that you do too, and appreciate you listening to Peter and myself every week, keeping us on your computer, on your iPod, your MP3 player. Also, I want to thank Jerry Potter for his Potter's Picks. Also, I want to thank Mitchell Fain for being my concert bitch and going out to the shows with me this week, and Steven Rader for helping me co-host the 30 Under 30. And I want to thank my girlfriend, Kelly, who helped read the news for us this week. She's been a true gem. So I hope that you're out and doing something proud and prideful this month. If there's somebody you haven't come out to, I encourage you to come out. Come out to one person that you've not, even if it's a stranger. It makes such a difference. We create such a change in the world when we are authentic, when we come out, when we are able to say openly and proudly who we are. And there are so many people who do not have that luxury, who do not have that opportunity. And here in the United States, we actually do. And here in a city like Chicago, we can make so much monumental change. We are so very fortunate. So proud to be a part of the community, proud to be with you every Queercast. And everybody, stay true to yourself. Stay true and stay proud. Happy Pride, everyone.
And thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. This show is brought to you in part by Bud Light. Bud Light, always worth it.
And American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
And Broadway in Chicago, for the hottest tickets in town, visit broadwayinchicago.com.
So that's our show. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Peter Maverick. Please comment on our shows on our website and in iTunes.
The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it.
Windy City Queercast, queer and now.
But I see your true colors shining through. I see your true colors. That's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight.